Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Back to Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
This is Old School on 93.7 The Ticket, the Eve of Christmas Eve edition, as we're all going off to our holiday break. Hopefully you are too, and settling in for some nice radio listening before maybe getting together with loved ones or friends or whatever have you. You got any Christmas plans or holiday plans for tonight, or is it starting tomorrow?
It starts tomorrow, so I got Christmas baking to do tomorrow during the day.
Christmas baking.
Yeah, I got that to do tomorrow during the day, and then Christmas Day, we're hanging out with family.
Yeah, so. That's a good way to do it. Do you have a preference on which day you open?
Oh, it's got to be Christmas morning.
Christmas morning
has to be Christmas morning.
Yeah, after
morning.
Santa comes. Sorry, yeah, like obviously.
Bingo.
Does Santa still show up to your household
every year?
Every year. Got any younger siblings? Or
No. I'm the youngest.
Just still showing up.
Yep, still shows up.
You might skip over your house one of these years. I'm sorry to tell you. You do age out of these things eventually.
No, I'm telling you.
Not your house.
He comes to my parents' house, and he comes to my house.
Oh, he does?
So, yeah, both.
Does anybody else live with you?
Yep. Two other 20-some-year-olds.
Oh, okay.
So they come. He comes every year.
Good for him. Do you leave out the cookies and the milk?
Yep. Reindeer food and everything.
Yeah, reindeer food.
You make it?
Reindeer food's very odd. It's I saw somebody mixing it the other day. It was like oats and glitter.
Yeah,
is
it
that
is.
Reindeer
yep,
food?
It is. Yeah. I use it every year. I have a recipe if anybody needs it. We got a call here.
It's very important to note that that's only for reindeer that can fly. That's so don't ever feed that to anything else.
To your grazing reindeer.
That's right. We do have a call from Nebraska Nolan on the Starter Hammond text line. It's not a text line, it's a hotline. Honda of Lincoln hotline, 402-464-5685. Nebraska Nolan, happy holidays. What do you think about?
Hey, Merry Christmas to you guys and everybody out there. Hey, I wanted to say, luckily the quarterback position is such a finicky thing, right? I'll throw a few names out, and just for reference, you know, yes, we know Joe Burrow and the whole connection to Nebraska, but nobody knew, anything about this kid leaving Ohio State other than the fact that I think people knew he was a competitor in practice. And went to LSU his first year, nobody, thought twice about him his first year. And then with all that talent, yes, there's a ton of talent there, making just notes about that. But they go on to beat and win national title. But a guy who nobody knew left, was his second and third string at Ohio State. Kyler Murray and Baker Mayfield were both transfer guys. Baker wasn't even walk on to Oklahoma. Kyle Allen was at Wyoming of all places. Nobody, how'd he end up there? Now he's in the league. All I'm saying is quarterbacks come from strange places, and they could even be on the roster. Yes, they have a different offensive coordinator, and we don't know anything about how it's going to really look next year, especially with Frost having his fingerprints over the offense all the time. My point is just there's a chance that it does work out because that quarterback position can be such a strange thing. I mean, I didn't know anything about Kenny Pickett until about halfway through this season. He had a decent year last year numbers-wise, but it was like, Texas Tech, great quarterback, and they don't win nothing. And so all of them saying it, it's possible that they get it turned around in the quarterback position. We never see it coming. He may not be a national title contender or something, but a 7-6, even 8-win team, if things fall right, it's possible. That's all I'm saying. You just don't know where these guys come from.
Yeah, that's a good point. Thanks for the call, Nebraska Nolan. Unfortunately for every one of those guys, there are countless numbers. I mean, I don't even want to throw out a number of guys that don't turn it around like that. But it is a good point. These things can kind of happen out of nowhere. Baker Mayfield, a one-time walk-on, as he mentioned there. Joe Burrow. I mean, I personally wanted Joe Burrow twice, but two coaching staffs didn't, and they moved on with that. without him. But anybody, in my mind, anybody that gets a scholarship at Ohio State is worth a look at Nebraska,
yeah,
because you don't compete with them in the recruiting initially of quarterbacks. I mean, if you have a scholarship after Ohio State or Nebraska, you're going to Ohio State more often than not. So, you know, there are some reasons. I mean, Kyler Murray, another guy you pointed out, was at one time the number one recruit in the nation to Texas A&M. Mm-hmm. So even some of those comeback stories are just that. They're comeback stories. They're not out from the ashes. But, you know, Baker Mayfield is one. You know, Josh Allen did start at, you know, did play at Wyoming. So, I mean, there are examples of that can happen. It could certainly happen. There might be a name that they get in the transfer portal that, you know, has, you know, threw for 13 touchdowns and 9 mm-hmm. interceptions or something, and you go, all right, this is what we needed, and then he turns around and has a great year. It's just more likely than not going to happen that way, but there's the hope.
Well, and to Nebraska Nolan, I mean, Nebraska Nolan's absolutely correct. He's right on all those guys. They worked out. And what I would say, though, you still need a couple of things, and he kind of alluded to one of them. You need coaches that can develop, because they're still going to need to learn the playbook. They're going to need to learn how to fit into their offense. But then also you need talent around them, and you need that talent to develop as those guys come along. Think about it. I mean, running back, Joe Burrow specifically had Clyde Edwards-Helaire. Josh Allen was the NFL-type body as well. That's a big reason why he's working out so well in the NFL.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Kyler Murray. And he was a first-round pick, so even though he played at Wyoming, it's not that he was overlooked.
And then there's just that talent also.
Right.
But no, I mean, like, think about the talent at LSU, and Nebraska Nolan alluded to this. He hit right on it. I mean, you had Ja'Marr Chase, Justin Jefferson, Thaddeus Moss, Clyde Edwards-Helaire, plus you had a pretty good defense at LSU as well. And that's just Joe Burrow, like you said, the comeback story, because he was a highly touted recruit still.
Mm-hmm.
He was still a high four-star, I believe, at the time. So either way, you need a couple things. You need a coaching staff that has a plan, has a vision for the guy, and executes it well. And number two, you need talent around him that develops with that quarterback in that system, meshes well, and you find some success there.
Yeah, and you know, that's a lot to ask for this team to do. But again, you know, sometimes it feels like, and I say this again, is that it feels like such an uphill battle. But it really can't be that much to try to get to 6 wins, particularly in this division. Now, it is when you start to add up the losses that they've had in this division and their matchups with those teams. But these aren't teams that overwhelm you with some of the stuff you were talking about with roster talent. More so coaching and developing those guys. But a lot of those times, it's hold on to the ball, low possession, rely on running game and defense. And if you have a quarterback that can out-duel all of that, then go ahead. But other than that, we're going to grind it out and try to win some of these low-scoring games. I mean, that's what this division is filled with. And for what it's worth, a lot of them are bringing a lot of it back. I mean, Minnesota has like 4 running backs over 500 yards, that have had at least 500-yard seasons that are going to be in that room next year. Wisconsin and Iowa kind of just have those programs in place to where if it might hurt a little bit. We'll see even they fall off when they have those players, but you know, you kind of expect the same thing out of them year in and year out. And Purdue obviously had some big wins. We'll see if they can continue with that. The big one for a lot of us though is Northwestern, the team that Nebraska absolutely shellacked and won 56-7 in Memorial Stadium. That was a nice breath of fresh air.
We thought they turned a corner.
We hope they turn the corner, I suppose. But yeah, I mean, at that point in time, they were 3-3, mm-hmm. and at least, I mean, nobody at least thought that 3-9 was on its way.
Yeah.
And that Minnesota game was really what kind of jumped up and bit you there to where it was like, oh, they
were
might not win anymore.
3-3 after Northwestern, and then it was just 6. Yikes!
Yeah.
I didn't think about that in depth like that. Where it was, you were 3-3 after that game, thinking that everything was sorting itself out, and then you go on six straight.
And even that 3-4, that game against Michigan, you know, that was a top 10 Michigan team when they came in. So you were going, man, we just need to get over the hump against one of these teams.
Yeah.
It was really that Minnesota game. That Minnesota game was just like the biggest slap in the face where it's just, oh, this isn't going to, you can't lose that one.
No, and I would even throw Purdue into that category. I mean, Nebraska, they should have beaten Purdue, but you have so many turnovers in that game. When you throw the ball or turn the ball over four times with four interceptions, you cannot expect to win a game.
No, and of course they didn't, and that was interesting because they just didn't pull Adrian Martinez. So it was like, okay, and that's where I think everybody decided. I guess I would say majority of the fan base decided, okay, that the Adrian split might be something that's best.
Yeah.
For everybody involved moving forward. And I've said it for a long time on my show. I don't think that Nebraska's better today. Their roster is with Adrian off of it. And, you know, the more the portal, you know, those names drop out of the portal, the bigger ones, the less I believe that they're going to be better going into next season without Adrian and whoever they replace him with. But it just kind of, I mean, the book's been written there. And regardless of what happened, I mean, if Adrian did come back and lead you to 7-5, it just wouldn't have done much. I mean, what does that do for the entire story?
Well, that and the best he did was 7-5 in year five.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, exactly. And so
it's a failed project almost regardless of what happens, unless, you know, you can have the hopes that he wins the division or goes 12-0. But in realistic possibilities, the best probably hope there was 7-5. And that's just, that's not worth the entire experiment. So I think they didn't make the right move moving forward. But again, I think they're worse off for it. But it doesn't, I think for the future and trying to say the Scott Frost thing can work down the line, you're going to get a lot more of your answer this year than you would if Adrian led you back to a 6-6 deal or whatever.
Absolutely.
Big Bird asking off the text line. I'm a big Bird fan, so I'm glad that Big Bird listens.
I don't know if you've seen unnamed texter, the name unnamed texter.
Yeah, yeah.
This now Big Bird.
Oh, it's now Big Bird.
Big Bird, yes, because we had people talking junk on our show that was just phone numbers. So we named him unnamed texter, and he was like, name me Big Bird. So I don't think it's me.
So. Giant yellow bird is talking
big
on the
bird.
Line. He says, what's the deal with playing 2 years in a row at Madison, hosting Purdue 2 years in a row? It has been weird. Their scheduling has been, I mean, they did that with Illinois when they switched from the Legends and Leaders.
Yeah.
And I think part of this was with the COVID year and kind of reshuffling the deck there is why that's the case. It's not necessarily great, but at the same time, I know you lost that Wisconsin game, but that was far from a daunting atmosphere last year. So at least in one of those games that you had to play twice a year in Madison, 2 years in a row, it wasn't a daunting environment. You still didn't win. So I guess maybe that's
and, the and you didn't beat Purdue either.
Yeah, and it seems less and less important where you play because they're not winning these games. Yeah. But hopefully that gets turned around and we see that in the future. We're going to save our Mel Kiper hats for another segment because we're running up against it here. But coming up next, I did want to hit on Husker basketball. Don't worry, Husker football fans. We got the 5 o'clock hour to get back into all this stuff. But I did want to break that down with you, Nick. They did finally get the win and maybe turned a corner. Do they have your attention again, Husker Nation? Let us know. 402-464-5685 on the Sauter-Hammond text line. Or do you think that was more about the quality of competition they played? We'll hear from you and hear from us next here on Old School on 93.7 The Ticket.
Watch Old School live on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Save big money on your next project at Menards. Brighten up your garage or workspace with a 6,000 lumen 3-panel LED light from GT Light. It's 7 times brighter than traditional incandescent light bulbs and features 3 adjustable panels, allowing you to shine light where you need it most. Stock GT Light LED utility bulbs are on sale. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now.
Save